Peace of Christ be with you. On Sunday night at the gathering, we talked about clothing ourselves in Christ. And one of the ways in which we talked about that was to bear with one another, to enter into life together, to feel the mess of life and the pain and the struggles. As Christians, we are called to bear with one another. And this is a season in life, not only in our own community, but also in the world, where I think that we are called to be bearing with one another. It doesn't take a lot of time when you flip on the TV to recognize all of the different things that are going on in the world, from the Middle East South America, but particularly some of the events that have happened in the last month with the tsunami in Japan. This morning, we have an opportunity to bear with one another, to learn more about what happened and what is happening and how we can help. To help that, we have our own beloved Andy Nakajima from the Modern and Classical Languages Department to come out with some friends to help us. Let's give a little love. Now, the price of admission is I have to say some really nice things about Andy. Because when I say he's beloved, he's beloved. He's an amazing, amazing man and a deep lover of Jesus Christ. And he's one of, I'm in his fan club, and I just really, thanks for being here.
I'm your fan club.
Yeah. So Andy's going to say and lead us in how we can kind of bear with our brothers and sisters in Japan and the country and the culture. So thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming to the chapel this morning, despite the weather. Thank you. Yeah, I thought maybe that we had only 20 people or so, but great turnout. Thank you so much. Great. Before I speak, would you bow your heads? And then please hear Psalm 46, Laura Song.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging.
Thank you. Let me introduce some of the people here. Some of them are Japanese exchange students from Japan, and also some from Japan Club, and also some who are going to participate in this year's Mayterm in Japan program. I really appreciate this opportunity to share about what happened in Japan and what is happening in Japan. I'd like to ask Chikara and Hana to speak first.
The soul-wrenching images of the unimaginable cataclysm unleashed by massive earthquakes off the coast of northern Japan painted news outlets weeks after the tragedy tore to the scene on March 11th. Beginning with a magnitude 9 earthquake at 2:36 p.m. Japan Standard Time, hundreds of earthquakes shook the northern prefectures of Iwate, Miyagi, Fukushima, Ibaraki, and many more southern Japanese prefectures. Triggered by the earthquakes, tsunamis ranging from 6.5 feet to waves well over 33 feet tore into the Japanese coastline, slamming fishing boats into towns and tearing homes into the sea. The lack of clean water, food, electricity, and heat add to the cold winter winds that bite into the 33,000 refugees scattered throughout musty regional elementary school gyms. And to repair these ruins, to pave roads, to rebuild homes, to restrain nuclear reactors, and to restore farmlands are estimated to cost 25 trillion yen, or $309 billion in total. Yet these horrors that stream from news outlets capture but a glimpse of the realities on the ground in Japan. In these moments of chaos and despair, the Japanese people and our friends around the world have come together and stood by us in these darkest of times. Furthermore, our road to recovery grows from a grassroots movement of people from every walk of life, coalescing into one voice, Act with Japan. Countless acts of daily compassion and bravery all bind together to create a story too powerful for the news. In the cacophony of news headlines that revel in despair, the ceilings of hope continue to break through the cracks through news snippets, tweets, Facebook updates, and blogs. This is the unreported story of hope.
The story in the wake of this earthquake is a story of hope conquering its despair. Immediately after the earthquakes, tsunami, and fires, people throughout Japan and the world began to voice and record daily acts of compassion, bravery, and dignity. Composed smiles stream across the faces of the Japanese people as they live these stories. The following tweets and blogs collected and then compiled are their voice of hope. A once jaded young lady typed with tears, "This earthquake has reminded me of that Japanese goodness that had recently become increasingly invisible. Today, I see no crime or looting. I am reminded once again of the good Japanese spirit of helping one another, of propriety, and of gentleness. I had recently begun to regard my modern countrymen as cold people, but this earthquake has revived and then given back to all of us the spirit of kizuna, which is bond, trust, sharing, and in human connection. I am moved." A young man in his 20s exclaimed, "I am so touched. My colleagues at my part-time job, wanting to help even just one extra person, wrote a sign saying, 'I just have a bike, but if you don't mind, hop on,' rode out on his motorcycle, picked up the stranded construction worker, and then took him all the way to his home in Tokorozawa. Respect. I have never felt so strongly that I want to do something helpful for others. But in a country where less than 1% of population are Christians, it is the story of our brothers and sisters in Christ that continue to shine their pearly whites of hope in the front of the despair." Reverend Akira Sato, the pastor at Fukushima First Baptist, blogged, "A man working at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear reactor ran away from the power plant as soon as the tsunami hit. He became so frightened that he deserted his job and colleagues. After running away, he became a Christian at Fukushima Baptist. So changed by gospel, he decided to go back to his job, clothed in Christ. Within the Bible in hand, he goes to work with the Fukushima 50 in containing the radioactive material and to encourage his colleagues, especially the five other Christians at nuclear plant. They continue to work despite knowing the consequences of radiation sickness to protect the people of Japan. They never say, 'God, how could you have done this?' but smile and say, 'God is good.'"
Hope College has sent many teachers and missionaries to Japan since 1860s. And then I'd like to introduce one of the Hope alumni in Japan. Her name is Eileen Sanderson. And she, actually, if you could switch that slides. Yeah. And she was an education major student, and she took 1 year at Hope College, 1 year of Japanese at Hope College, and then graduated from Hope last May. And then after graduation, she felt a call to go to Japan to teach. So she applied for this Christian school called Meisen Christian School in Sendai, Japan. Now, if you know the location about Sendai, Sendai is one of the closest cities to the epicenter of this great earthquake. And then when I heard the news on March 11th, I immediately wrote to her, and, "Eileen, are you okay?" And then no response for 3 days. And then finally, the fourth day came, and then Eileen, just a one-liner, she wrote to me, "I'm safe. I'm alive. I'm mentally, physically exhausted, but I'm alive." Eileen had a chance, actually a choice, to come back here. But then Eileen decided to stay in Japan and work for the Japanese people. And she said, the people here are so good to me. I love them. And I want to be good to them too. And I want to be useful for God and for the Japanese people. So she decided to stay. When I heard the story from her, I thought, there must be something that we can do as a collective body of Christ here. So then, 2 days ago, HAPA, Hope Agents Perspective Association, IRC, International Relations Club, and Japan Club got together and then did this sushi night fundraiser. And then they were able to raise more than $900. And this money will go to American Red Cross and Meisen School, where Eileen is teaching. As you hear what we share, I'd like you to challenge yourself. Can I be part of this? What can I do to help? The midterm in Japan students are hoping to take not only money that raised from here, but also supplies such as plastic spoons and forks. If you have unopened box, unused, it has to be unused, unused plastic forks, spoons and forks, please donate it to us. We'd be happy to take them to Japan. Now to conclude, I'd like to ask Yui Hamada to lead us into prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you as a body of Christ, as one family in your spirit, to acknowledge you for who you are. You are the God of this city, you are the God of the Japan, and you are the God of this entire world you created. Father, our hearts ache when we think about those who have lost their loved ones. I can't imagine what they're going through without knowing you as their Savior. Father, but you are our hope. You are their hope. So thank you that when we lose everything else, we still have you. Lord, help us to be the generation to say yes to your call and be the hands and the feet to deliver good news, your love, your forgiveness, and hope that will last forever. Lord, we love you, and we say, blessed be your name. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we love you and pray. Amen.
I just wanted to step out as one representative of these amazing people who've been putting on Asian Awareness Week this week and mention two things. One, we are finishing the week through Friday. We have an event tonight, the Asian Food Festival, which will be in Phelps and Cook. So if you get hungry, make sure you check those out. And then Friday is the last event. It wraps up. There'll be a comedian, Dan Ninen, at 8:30 in the Klets. So we want to encourage you to come out to the events, but we really want to encourage you to be part of these relief efforts. We're going to have a place where you can donate. Please stop by Martha Miller Center 107 is where the Office of Multicultural Education is. We'll be collecting not only the supplies that Professor Nakajima mentioned, the plastic spoons and forks, but if you will prayerfully consider giving a monetary donation, we will be collecting that as well. We really want to support the school that Eileen works for and just respond to not only the pain that these students are feeling, but so many are feeling on our campus and in Japan right now. And the school, like Andy mentioned, is lucky. It survived much of the damage, but a lot of the families in the local community are using the school as their only access to aid. And so we really want to encourage you to be part of that and join us. So thank you.
Thank you, Latoya. Thank you so much for coming. Go in peace. Thank you.